Anchorage police say a brown bear attacked two men, killing one who had last been seen on Monday and injuring another today who was part of a group searching for the missing man. Police spokesman MJ Tim says searchers found the body of 44-year-old Michael Soltis on a trail today near the end of Highland Road in Eagle River.
We got multiple officers that are protecting the body from the bear so we can safely remove the body of the victim and return him to his family.
A neighbor of Soltis wrote in a Facebook post that he was due to be married and had a child on the way. Soltis was last seen Monday night. His vehicle was found at his house near Mile 8 on Highland Road, and friends and family assumed Soltis was out for a hike. Soltis was an avid hiker and regularly went out alone from his home. Soltis was reporting missing Tuesday, and police and volunteers searched the area through the night and into this morning using information from Soltis's cell phone. An Alaska State Trooper helicopter joined the search today. Then police say the same brown bear attacked another man this morning who was part of the group searching for Soltis. That victim, who was not publicly identified, was rushed to a hospital with serious injuries to his leg but was expected to survive. Tim, the police spokesperson, says the bear likely attacked the second time because the searchers had gotten close to Soltis's body.
The brown bear was protecting the body for themselves, but right now the brown bear is on the loose, and so we have set up a perimeter of multiple officers with rifles protecting the body from the bear.
That was midday today. Tim says it's unclear if the bear will be killed as a result of the attacks, but says the officers are ready to defend themselves, given the bear's apparently aggressive behavior. The attacks prompted a warning from Anchorage police to stay away from the end of Highland Road.